Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Bonjour et bienvenue. Ah, Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. In lesson 43, we're adding another type of verb to our range of verbs. It's called a reflexive verb. A reflexive verb is something that you do to yourself. So, for example, to dress yourself or to wash yourself, s'habiller or se laver in French. Now, we'll be learning how to conjugate a reflexive verb in French, and you'll be able to add this to your daily routine. I hope that you find this lesson useful.
So, over the past couple of weeks, we've been looking at verbs in the present tense, and specifically at ER verbs, regular ER verbs. To begin with today, we're going to review an ER verb in its full conjugation. And once more, I'd like you to be doing the actions. Again, if you're in a public place, you might want to miss this out until you're back home. Let's conjugate rigoler. Rigoler, that's R-I-G-O-L-E-R. And it's a nice verb. It means to have a laugh or to have fun or just to laugh in some situations. Rigoler.
Rigoler.
So, starting with I, je rigole.
Je rigole.
Tu rigoles.
Tu rigoles.
Il rigole.
Il rigole.
Elle rigole.
Elle rigole.
Nous rigolons.
Nous rigolons.
Vous rigolez.
Vous rigolez.
Il rigole.
Il rigole.
Elle rigole.
Elle rigole.
Let's speed that up a little. Je rigole, tu rigoles, il rigole, elle rigole.
Je rigole, tu rigoles, il rigole, elle rigole.
Nous rigolons, vous rigolez, il rigole, elle rigole.
Nous rigolons, vous rigolez, il rigole, elle rigole.
Okay, quite a tricky verb to say. Actually, when you say oh, je rigole, it means I'm joking. You know, if you say something and you're perhaps being cheeky to someone, like Anna was cheeky to me earlier, she could have said, je rigole.
Je rigole.
It means I'm joking. I'm just having a laugh. So it's a nice verb to use. And it's a good verb to practice the conjugations of a regular ER verb. Last time, we looked at a number of situations for describing your daily routine. For example, how would you say, I leave the house at 7 o'clock?
Would it be, je quitte la maison à 7 heures?
Très bien. And I arrive at school, let's say. That's l'école. So I arrive at school at 9 o'clock.
J'arrive à l'école à 9 heures.
J'arrive à l'école à 9 heures. Très bien. And what about, I return home, I get home at 6 o'clock.
So je rentre à 6 heures.
Je rentre à 6 heures. Très bien. Now, last week, we mentioned a number of times in the afternoon and evening. So, je rentre à 6 heures. We talked about je dîne avec ma famille à 7 heures, and so on. Now, I left that last week because I didn't really want to go into this explanation because it would be understood. But in actual fact, in French, it's much more natural to use the 24-hour clock when you're talking about a certain number of heures. So, for example, 1 o'clock would be, in fact, à 13 heures.
À 13 heures.
And if you want to say at 6 o'clock, it'd be very natural to say à 18 heures.
À 18 heures.
So literally, at 18 hours. So using this situation, how would you say I have dinner or I dine with my family at 8 o'clock in the evening?
Je dîne avec ma famille à 20 heures.
Très bien, je dîne avec ma famille à 20 heures.
Je dîne avec ma famille à 20 heures.
So we'll keep that in mind as we talk a little more about daily routine today. We're going to develop the whole idea of daily routine a little today because we're going to talk about what you do in the morning before you leave the house and what you do in the evening after you get home. And the verbs that we're going to need for this all belong to a particular group of verbs. Let's start with to wake up. In French, the idea of waking up is something that you do to yourself. You wake yourself up because your brain says, okay, it's time to get up, or indeed sometimes your alarm clock says it's time to get up. But if you're waking yourself up, then that becomes what's called a reflexive verb because the action is being reflected back onto yourself, if you like. You're waking yourself up. Similarly, if you get out of bed, you're getting yourself up. If you're washing, then you're washing yourself. If you're brushing your teeth, you're brushing your teeth to yourself. It all gets a little complicated when we start to translate everything literally like that. But if you just accept that some of these verbs are reflexive verbs, even though they may not necessarily have the idea of self in them in English, then it will make things much easier. So let's go back and think about I wake up. I wake myself up, literally. To wake up is réveiller.
Réveiller.
But when we're talking about waking yourself up, it's se réveiller.
Se réveiller.
So literally, to wake oneself up. Se réveiller.
Se réveiller.
Now, when you say I wake myself up, you don't use se, but you use me. So you have to say je me réveille.
Je me réveille.
Literally, I myself wake up. Je me réveille.
Je me réveille.
And then if you want to go on and say what you do next, you get out of bed. You get yourself up. Je me lève.
Je me lève.
That comes from se lever.
Se lever.
Je me lève.
Je me lève.
Now, in the last lesson, we used the verb laver. Different from lever, laver.
Laver.
Anna, can you remember what laver means?
I think it means to wash.
Yeah, exactly. To wash, laver. Now, in that situation, we were talking about washing, for example, the dishes, laver. However, here we're talking about washing ourselves, to have a bath or to have a shower. So it becomes se laver.
Se laver.
So the infinitive se laver, when it's a reflexive verb, it becomes I myself wash, je me lave.
Je me lave.
Très bien. So je me réveille.
Je me réveille.
Je me lève.
Je me lève.
Je me lave.
Je me lave.
What's the difference between je me lève and je me lave?
Je me lève means to get up and je me lave means to get washed.
Exactly. And je me lève can also be used generally to say, if you like, to stand up. Je me lève. I stand up. I get up. Okay? But in the morning, it would mean I get myself out of bed. Je me lève.
Je me lève.
Good. Now, other things that you might do to yourself as part of your morning routine might be, for example, to put on makeup or to shave. So let's take to shave first. It's se raser.
Se raser.
So how would you say I shave myself?
Would it be je me rase?
Je me rase, okay. And if the verb to put on makeup is se maquiller, to make oneself up, se maquiller.
Se maquiller.
How would you say, I make myself up, I put on my makeup?
I'm not so sure about this one. Je me maquille.
Almost. Maquiller drops the ER, so it ends in E. So it's je me maquille.
Je me maquille.
It's actually spelled M-A-Q-U-I-L-L-E-R in the infinitive. So if you take off the ER and add E, you get M-A-Q-U-I-L-L-E. Je me maquille.
Je me maquille.
Okay, and the final one that we're going to look at for the morning is se brosser les dents.
Se brosser les dents.
Now, I think we covered les dents when we were talking about parts of the body. J'ai mal aux dents. What would that mean?
It would mean that my teeth hurt.
My teeth hurt. I've got toothache. So j'ai mal aux dents. Les dents are your teeth. So je me brosse les dents.
Je me brosse les dents.
I brush my teeth. In English, we say I brush my teeth. In French, you say I, to me or to myself, brush the teeth. Je me brosse les dents.
Je me brosse les dents.
Now just think about this carefully here, because in French, you don't talk about my teeth. You don't say I brush my teeth. The teeth don't really belong to you. You're brushing the teeth to yourself. Je me brosse les dents.
Je me brosse les dents.
So, je me réveille.
Je me réveille.
Je me lève.
Je me lève.
Je me lave.
Je me lave.
I'm actually going to throw another one in there. Can you remember back to when we were booking into hotels? What is the word for a shower?
The word is une douche.
Une douche, that's it. Une douche. So knowing what you know already about French and the way the language works, could you make une douche into a verb? What would it become in the infinitive?
I would guess that it would be doucher.
Doucher. And if you have a shower to yourself, then it's a reflexive verb, so it becomes se doucher. So Anna, how would you say, I myself shower, I shower myself?
Je me douche.
Je me douche. Très bien. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So let's go back to the beginning. Je me réveille.
Je me réveille.
Je me lève.
Je me lève.
Je me lave.
Je me lave.
Or je me douche.
Je me douche.
Je me rase.
Je me rase.
Je me maquille.
Je me maquille.
And perhaps one final thing. I said that was the last one after putting on our makeup, but there's one thing that we must do before we go out, and that is get dressed. And that's s'habiller.
S'habiller.
So that's S apostrophe, habiller. That's H-A-B-I-L-L-E-R. Habiller.
Habiller.
So the reflexive one is s'habiller.
S'habiller.
So you would say je m'habille.
Je m'habille.
So we've got an M-E, dropping the E because there's an apostrophe before, habille. Je m'habille.
Je m'habille.
Okay, Anna, I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to say again, à quelle heure? Okay, and we can add in this time, écart.
Écart.
And what do you think that means?
I'm guessing that means and a quarter.
Yeah, and a quarter. So, à 7 heures, écart.
À 7 heures, écart.
Quarter past 7. À 8 heures, écart.
À 8 heures, écart.
which is obviously 8:15. And if it's 2:15 something, then it's moins le quart.
Moins le quart.
Literally, minus the quarter. Moins le quart.
Moins le quart.
So, à 8:00, moins le quart.
À 8:00, moins le quart.
At 8:00, minus the quarter, so at 7:45. Anna, I'm going to ask you some questions now about what time you do all these things. I'm not going to explain the questions beforehand, we'll leave that until afterwards, but just listen carefully to the questions, you'll definitely understand them, and see if you can come up with some answers. Alors, à quelle heure est-ce que tu te réveilles?
Je me réveille à 7:00.
Ok, et à quelle heure est-ce que tu te lèves?
Je me lève à 7:15.
À quelle heure est-ce que tu te douches?
Je me douche à 7:30.
These must sound like rather personal questions here. It's just simply for grammar practice. À quelle heure est-ce que tu t'habilles?
Je m'habille à 8:00.
Et à quelle heure est-ce que tu quittes la maison?
Je quitte la maison à 8:30.
Très bien. And you notice there the last one is not reflexive. Je quitte la maison. Tu quittes la maison. Anna, did you notice how I was asking the questions?
I noticed that instead of se or me in front of the verb, you put te.
Exactly. So where it's je me lave, it becomes tu te laves.
Tu te laves.
So je me lave, tu te laves.
Tu te laves.
And that te is spelled T-E. So tu, T-E, te, T-E, lave. Tu te laves.
Tu te laves.
So how would you say, at what time do you shower?
So you'd say, à quelle heure est-ce que tu te douches?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu te douches? Douche, watch their OO sound there. Douche.
Douche.
À quelle heure est-ce que tu te douches?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu te douches?
And how would you say, at what time do you get dressed? That's a bit tricky.
So, it's this. Is it the same as when you say mabi? So you say tabi?
Excellent. The E of te, so that's T-E, the E is dropped, and you get T apostrophe. Tu t'habilles.
Tu t'habilles.
Okay. Now, we can almost get through the whole day from waking up in the morning right the way through to going to work, coming back from work, having dinner, and so on. And there's one final verb I'm going to teach you, and that is the verb se coucher.
Se coucher.
And se coucher means to go to bed. So, I go to bed would be...
Je me couche.
Je me couche. Je me couche.
Je me couche.
Anna, à quelle heure est-ce que tu te couches?
Je me couche à 11:00.
Très bien, à 11:00. And if you were using the 24-hour clock, what would you say?
À 23:00.
À 23:00. Okay. Now, I want you to think for a moment about the phrase... Je m'habille, meaning I get myself dressed. Anna, in your learning of French with Coffee Break French, have you come across any other phrases which start with je and then M apostrophe?
Yes, I've come across je m'appelle.
Of course. Je m'appelle meaning...
I am called.
I am called or my name is. But notice that that actually means I call myself. Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
From the verb appeler. Now, it's a straightforward, reflexive verb, just like s'habiller, se lever, se laver, and so on. Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
So, there you go. You now understand why je m'appelle means I am called. It really means I call myself. We mentioned that at the time, but now you understand the grammar behind it. Okay, there's one final thing I'd like to do, and that's conjugate a full reflexive verb in all the persons. Let's take se laver, to wash oneself, as opposed to laver, which we've previously conjugated, just meaning to wash. So I would say, je me lave.
Je me lave.
And of course, I'm pointing to myself here. Tu te laves.
Tu te laves.
You wash yourself. Now, we've done those ones. We haven't yet covered the he or she washes himself or herself. That's il se lave.
Il se lave.
Just like the infinitive se laver. Il se lave.
Il se lave.
So again, I'm using my thumb to point to the male on my right. Elle se lave.
Elle se lave.
She washes herself, using my left thumb to point to the female on my left. Elle se lave.
Elle se lave.
So se means both himself and herself in this situation. When it comes to nous, listen carefully to this one. It's nous, nous lavons.
Nous, nous lavons.
Nous, nous lavons. So the nous there is used both as the subject pronoun, nous, and the reflexive pronoun, nous. It's exactly the same word. Nous, nous lavons.
Nous, nous lavons.
And I'm doing my breaststroke action there. So nous, nous lavons.
Nous, nous lavons.
And then the same happens with vous. Vous, vous lavez.
Vous, vous lavez.
So nous, nous lavons. We wash ourselves. Vous, vous lavez.
Nous, nous lavons. Vous, vous lavez.
And that vous, vous lavez means you all wash yourselves. Vous, vous lavez.
Vous, vous lavez.
And then for the il plural form, you use se again. Il se lave.
Il se lave.
Pointing to the males on your right. Elle se lave.
Elle se lave.
Pointing to the females on your left. And again, remember, it's elle, E-L-L-E-S, se lave, L-A-V-E-N-T. Elle se lave.
Elle se lave.
And the same ending for the il plural. Il se lave, elle se lave.
Il se lave, elle se lave.
So that se is actually used both for himself, herself, and also for themselves, talking about males and females. Very useful word, but also a bit confusing when it means lots of different things. Let's run through the whole conjugation again. Je me lave, tu te laves, il se lave, elle se lave.
Je me lave, tu te laves, il se lave, elle se lave.
Nous nous lavons, vous vous lavez, il se lave, elle se lave.
Nous nous lavons, vous vous lavez, il se lave, elle se lave.
Et voilà, c'est très facile, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.